Some standing in front of this downtown Decatur Chick-fil-A carry homemade signs.
Honk if you love the game!
Other same-sex couples kiss.
Well, we love each other. We've been together for 10 years, and hey, why not kiss?
Each of the few dozen protesters here has strong feelings about the chain's support of anti-gay causes, including Paul Beecham.
The Chick-fil-A controversy has been a little more well-known in the gay community over the past few years. This is just the first time it's really been in the mass media. When we found out about this several years ago, there was not this kind of coverage. And now that there is, I do hope it will start to change people's minds about eating at Chick-fil-A.
Marcy Alt says she doesn't have a problem with Dan Cathy expressing his own opinion on gay marriage, but she says Chick-fil-A's financial backing of anti-gay interest groups goes beyond an opinion.
As long as they stop putting the pen to the check, it'll be a victory.
Lemonade, anybody?
During the protest, Brian Shepard and other Chick-fil-A employees brought lemonade for the crowd.
It's a hot day. I thought you guys might want some lemonade. That's all.
What are your feelings about the people at your organization?
I don't want to comment on that. Would you like some lemonade, though?
There were few takers. On the restaurant's patio, Sina Moore eats lunch. She says the protesters shouldn't single out Chick-fil-A for Cathy's views against same-sex marriage.
But that's not just Chick-fil-A. That's also the government that denies them that right. So they should be handling that with the government and not just Chick-fil-A.
Several protesters said they don't expect their presence to change Dan Cathy's mind on same-sex marriage. They did say they hope it changes other people's minds. Jim Burris, WABE News.